Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
There you are, sitting over there in your chair with a smile on your face and looking happy and ready to start the day.
I am sitting over here in my chair.
That's awesome. This is the best part of my day where I get to see you.
Aw, that's the best part of my day too.
You lowered your chair. You just got a lot shorter.
I know.
You
know,
like foot lower.
Well, all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. Why am I so tall?
Why was your chair up?
I have no idea.
Those darn kids played with that chair.
I was going to say, one of the kids probably
darn kids
messing with the chair.
Last night we had all kinds of ruckus at our house because the kids, apparently 4 days of playing video games, because it was fall break. And what the heck is fall break anyway?
It's a break for the fall. You need a break.
Pretty sure that they didn't have fall break when I was a kid.
Well, they didn't. But, you know.
It's like, you know what? We're going to give you a couple of days off here.
Studies just have been done and kids need a break.
You know, I don't think that it's the kids that need a break. I think it's the teachers that need a break. And I think that the teachers' unions are very strong.
Either way.
And good. And I'm okay with that because I think that, you know, seriously, if you're going to teach kids, you should get days off.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that they should have like backup teachers, not subs, but just like, okay, the teachers' union says you're going to take Thursday and Friday off, but the kids are still going to go to school.
Right.
Because we don't want them at home.
So we're going to bring in our B team.
The B team comes in, and basically they just show them, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark over and over and over again until.
Or they teach because, you know, they're actual teachers.
The B team?
Yeah. In fact, I think that they should split the day, like have an A and B team.
So you're a morning teacher or an afternoon teacher?
Yes.
Okay, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in universities, they split the semester.
They do?
Yeah. A lot of teachers split the semester. So, like, for me, a lot of the time, I'll have a teacher for the first half of the semester and then a teacher for the second half of the semester, which really sucks. I hate it. It's probably the worst thing they could have ever come up with. Mainly because then you have to change tactics and you have to figure out how this new teacher works.
Oh, I hate that. Because you like to bond with your teachers.
Well, no, it's not even about that. It's about the fact that you are super stressed out about the first test because you don't know how they test, right? And you don't know their teaching style. So you go through the first couple of weeks and it's like, oh, okay, I got this now. And first test, okay, now I understand what the testing is like. But you have a teacher who does only half the semester and you take two tests with them. And then someone new comes in. They have a whole new teaching style. And then you have to take
a new testing style?
And a new testing style.
Oh, yeah.
And then you only take two tests with them. And so I just think it's a bad idea.
All right. So back to last night. Back to 4 days off with the whole fall break
thing.
Well,
that's including the weekend.
Yeah, including the weekend. 4 days off with and the kids were very tired. Very tired and grumpy because we let them stay up later on non-school nights. And pretty much they played video games for four straight days. And the oldest one is
not for four straight.
The oldest
days.
One is to the age where he's starting to test. He wants his freedom because he feels like he's all grown up now because he's 15. So he's ready to be out on his own basically.
Yep.
And he's.
But let me just say that he is a very responsible kid.
He is a very responsible kid,
and he's usually very respectful and trustworthy. And okay, that's all I need to say.
So anyway. The younger one was laying there with his head on the table during dinner. And I'm like, come on.
No, he wasn't. He was pushing his food around.
And then I was like, come on, let's go. Get up. Come on. Appreciate the fact that your mom worked really hard on making dinner. And then the older one lit into me about, I don't appreciate you clapping your hands. And I'm like, seriously? And so he took off and went and took a shower and went to bed. And the whole thing, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why. It just the whole thing was just crazy. And I think that the lesson to be learned here is that we're trying to teach the kids to think of people other than themselves.
Right.
That is the lesson. And if I could impart one bit of wisdom on the children or anybody else, is that we need to think of other people other than ourselves. Because I think somewhere in the 1970s, we became the me generation. And everybody was all concerned about, you know, their own personal health and their own personal growth and their own personal liberty and their own personal everything.
Really? It's been that long?
Yeah.
This is not a new thing?
No, because
a lot of people...
It's generational.
Right. But a lot of people are saying, this is a new thing.
No, it's not. It's not a new thing.
All about me. I want it now. And it's...
The parents grew up being the kind of people that
It's all about me.
First the grandparents were like, it's about everybody else. So it's about all of us. And then their kids became the me generation. And then they raised a whole bunch of crappy little me generation people. That would be me. I'm in that next generation. And then this generation of me people is raising another generation of me people. And all of a sudden there is nothing bigger than us. Nothing bigger than me.
I don't think we're raising a generation of me people.
Yes, we are. Look around. When you drive your car down the street, is anybody thinking of you? No.
No.
They can't even be bothered to use their blinker because it doesn't
affect... Those cost extra, you know.
Because it doesn't affect them personally because it's not about me. It's about thinking about somebody else. Does somebody else need to know that I'm turning here so that I can make their drive smoother? No. They're thinking only about themselves. And when they put their head down on the table and they just are thinking about themselves and not thinking about somebody that spent a lot of time and energy making their meal or spent a lot of time and energy doing anything. I mean, anything that you are doing, if you are sitting at a restaurant and you're eating, somebody went to a lot of trouble to make that meal nice for you. And nobody thinks of anybody else. And like when you're in a bathroom and you're like, oh, I'm just going to throw this crap on the floor because it doesn't matter because I'm out of here and I'll never be back in this bathroom again. What about the people that have to clean that up? Nobody thinks about this. Everybody should work in the service industry so that everybody can see what it's like to be at the bottom of the food chain.
Oh, gosh, I know. Oh, that's the worst. That is the absolute worst.
I so want to send the 15-year-old out to the job market today and have him go be a dishwasher so that he can understand what it's like to respect and appreciate the things that other people do. That's all I was saying. And you were talking about that just yesterday. You were talking about how society is basically not caring anymore. It's all breaking down, right? Weren't you talking about that?
I have no idea.
It's in my phone somewhere. It was an idea that we wrote down.
Oh, really?
That we were going to talk about.
Yeah, well, you should bring that out because I don't remember.
I don't have my phone with me.
Seriously, you are so unprepared.
I really am. Well, I try to
it's
do...
It's all about you, isn't it?
I try to not do
it's
the
technology
thing.
It's all about what you wanted to talk about.
And I had this whole thing, this whole conversation with the kids. I don't know where you were. You were at school or something. Oh, yeah.
I was just gone.
During fall break when I was making lunch.
Oh, because they were home and I was still at school.
Yeah, and they thought that since you weren't here, that was okay for them to have their phones at the table because we have a rule, no phones at the table.
Right.
Because, and so I had this whole big conversation about the table is the last place, the last bastion of refuge from the technological world. This is the place where we all sit together and we have a conversation with each other.
We look at each other.
And sometimes we talk, sometimes we don't, but we don't have technology. We're not staring at
screens.
I don't
know that we don't ever not talk. I think we have some pretty good conversations around our dinner table.
Some are more serious than others, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think...
But I feel like that's the place where we all come together. And so that's where we see each other. And if there's something that needs to be addressed or discussed, then that's the place to do it.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll talk about something that they don't want to hear about, like personal hygiene or something, because they're older now and they're perfectly capable of taking care of themselves and living on their own or whatever they think in their minds, but they can't seem to remember to wear deodorant or change their clothes ever.
They change their clothes.
Four
Not
days.
On the weekends.
They went 4 days without changing clothes.
I know.
And I gave them a little round of applause last night. I was like, congratulations, you guys all made it 4 days without changing your clothes. That is so disgusting. It's like, geez.
You have not left the house.
But you're all grown up, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay.
I know.
I'm done with that.
So you want to hear what's going on in the Jamie world?
What's going
on? I have left Facebook.
I know. And I think that was an overreaction.
It's not an overreaction.
I feel like that was an overreaction.
I feel like it's something that I need to do for my own mental health safety.
But I just got on Facebook and I like to...
I know. And I get that.
I post my fun little things and I love to see the little Jamie heart that says, oh, I saw that post and I appreciate it.
Loved it. Yep. I know.
But now you're like, leaving.
It might not be a permanent thing, but it could be. I think that...
All right. Explain why you left Facebook.
Because I fight with people.
You do fight with people. And you can't stop.
No, it's not about that. I don't normally fight with people. Every once in a while, someone will post something so stupid that you have to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns into this gigantic fight. It's a battle of wills almost, you know? And then it's like, oh my gosh, okay, enough. I've had enough. I don't want to deal with you anymore. You're totally ridiculous. You don't listen to reason. And I can't believe you would even say the things that you've said.
Do you have it with you? Do you have the whole Facebook fight with you?
No, because I deleted it.
Because you deleted Facebook, didn't you?
I did.
See, that, we could be talking about that right now. You know.
So, okay. It started out with one of my friends, who's a woman, posting about Trump's controversial stuff going on in the bus with the guy and the comments that he made.
Well,
he was really young. How that he was 59.
That was 11 years ago. He was just a baby.
He was
much more mature now.
Locker room talk.
Yeah.
That is not locker room talk.
No, it's not.
He outwardly admitted to sexually assaulting women.
Yeah. That's called sexual assault.
Kissing them without their consent, grabbing them and touching them in ways that were inappropriate and not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That is sexual assault, and it's not okay. It's not okay to even joke about that.
Yeah, when I was a very young person in locker rooms, which would have been in high school probably, nobody had talked about sexually assaulting anybody.
Right.
It was like, hey, she's a 10, I'd like to do her.
Yeah. Remember? But that's not the same thing as I just can't stop myself. I see a beautiful woman and I have to start kissing her.
And next thing I know, I'm doing her. Because that's what I'm going to do because I'm rich and famous and I can do that.
And I can do that. Just grab them by the whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, not okay. And so I was ticked off. I'm like, how can you defend these remarks as a woman? How can you say that this is okay? Because it's not. And as a woman who has a young daughter, that's even worse to me. How can you defend a man who would come up to your daughter when she's like 12 or 13 and grab her by her private parts and kiss her because he thinks she's pretty?
Yeah. But that's
you
okay.
You want that for your daughters or your mothers or your sisters? That's what you want?
Because Hillary's a liar.
Oh, yeah. So, and so that is so much worse than sexually assaulting somebody.
Yeah, if you're a rapist, that's one thing. But and somebody
stop
that's a liar.
With the fucking emails.
Yeah.
Because seriously,
it's been
and stop talking about the fact that somebody died on her watch because millions of Americans have died on other watches and nothing has been done about that. You want to be up in arms about what's going on in America? Look at our presidential candidate. It is ridiculous when he can stand up on a podium and talk about standing in the middle of the street and shooting somebody and getting away with it. It's ridiculous when he can stand up on a podium and say, I cheat on my taxes and that's okay.
Yeah,
that's... It's ridiculous when he says that it's okay to sexually assault women in this country. And you want to vote for that.
Well, he's a businessman. He's very successful.
No, he's not. He's not successful. He's lost millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not successful.
Like 6 bankruptcies now. So, but he's not the one that loses money on that. It's the little people.
Right.
The little people that want to vote for him now. Because they're not the exact people that he ripped off when he filed bankruptcy. But
it's okay because he's not doing that to me.
But they're people just like them, but they don't see that they're just like them. Those are the people that he's screwing over. But they're like, well, he has never screwed me over, so I'm going to vote for him. Why?
Because Hillary is the worst. She's the worst evil of the two.
It's all.
Oh my gosh! Because she was responsible for Benghazi, and I really, people, she's been investigated and investigated and investigated, and nothing has come of it.
Yes.
And it's not a crooked system, and she's not paying people off. If anybody's going to do that, it's going to be Donald Trump.
Yep. The Department of Justice and the FBI have closed the case on the emails. Case closed. It's done. She didn't do anything differently than the 6 million emails of the Bush administration or the thousands of emails of Condoleezza Rice or of Colin Powell. Hasn't done anything differently.
And do not say don't bring up the past because that is bullshit. If you want to say stuff like that,
well,
Trump needs to shut his fucking mouth about Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
You cannot bring up a panel of 3 women who...
And then pay them.
Yeah,
they paid them to be there.
Yeah.
It's like, well...
Of course they're going to say whatever they want them to say.
Yeah.
You're paying me to be here.
I could use $2,500 because it's been 20 years since I was in the headlines and I haven't done anything in the meantime. So, yeah, I need $2,500 because that's like 2 months of my minimum wage job.
So. Yeah.
But the whole thing is, it comes right back
and
to what I was...
And I bet those checks don't clear.
Exactly. Guess what? You're getting screwed over, or you're going to get paid out of the Trump Foundation with somebody else's money. But it comes back to what I was just talking about. It comes back to not thinking about other people. It comes back to thinking about just yourself.
And then Trump tweets after the debate last night that it was a big win for them.
Yeah.
Donate big now, because it was a big win.
Well, I'm sure it was. I was reading the, you know, when the video came out from 10 years ago, Trump talking about, you know, grabbing women by the private parts, that Fox News didn't even get to it until very late in the night. I mean, everybody else on all the other news services
were on it.
Had been on it for hours before Fox News even mentioned it.
And then it's a blip on the radar.
Yeah, and so the vast majority of Fox News watchers didn't even know about it until probably 24 to 48 hours after it.
Everybody else knew.
Everybody else knew.
Yeah.
And they didn't know anything
and
about
it. And so that means it's not true, because I haven't heard it yet on Fox News.
Exactly. And what they heard, I'm sure, was not the exact same thing that everybody else heard, including the straight news places. And yes, there are still straight news places. The Associated Press really tries hard to just do straight news.
Just report the news.
Just report the news.
And not biased.
We've totally forgotten about that. And it's so easy to totally insulate yourself from reality if you want to. Because, you know, I spend a lot of time on Huffington Post, and Huffington Post leans left.
Right.
Has a lot of stories that are of interest to me, because I lean left as well. I'm probably the most progressive person in the whole wide world. Well, maybe not, but one of them.
You're very progressive compared to your dad.
Well, yeah. Well, and he posted that thing, you know, this whole list of things that I want, you know, close the borders, no immigrants, no free stuff. But the very first thing on that list, which tells you that it's not a real list, that it's not real grievances. The very first thing on that list was, I want Obama gone. But you know what? You already know Obama's going to be gone.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. There's no question about
like,
that.
It's like, really? He's done 8 years.
So why
he can't do anymore.
He doesn't want to do anymore. He's like, okay, as soon as
see
I get
you later.
Out of here,
oh my gosh, I am gone. Waiting for the day that I can move out of the White House.
I really hope that Hillary wins and nominates him for the Supreme Court, because that
so
would
do
just,
I.
That would
just
be the ultimate.
Fantastic. That would be the ultimate fuck you.
Of course, the Democrats would have to win the Senate in order to do that, which is possible, but we'll see.
I was very happy to see. There was a panel. Okay, so Facebook, because I get all my stupid news from Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Facebook and why you're there, not there anymore.
And I was really happy to see that there was this clip about a panel, and it was four people, and they were talking about Donald Trump's statements, and one of them is a Hispanic woman. And she was talking about how horrible these comments were that he's made, and how she will not endorse him. And the other three people, one of them which was a white woman, the Hispanic woman said the word that Trump used,
uh-huh.
And the white woman was so offended.
You know, you've said the F word like three times in this podcast.
I know, I just can't bring myself.
You can't say pussy?
I don't.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Yeah. Okay. So the white woman was very offended, and she said, my daughter is watching this. You need to stop saying that word. And the Hispanic woman is going, seriously? It's okay for Donald Trump to say that.
But you're
going to
vote for Donald Trump.
And you're going to defend him.
Yeah.
And when I use that word, you're offended.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's wrong with this country.
I'm personally offended either way. I mean, I'm okay with using the word in jest or whatever, but using it as a term to describe a woman or a part of a woman's anatomy, I find that a little offensive. And I don't think that I would, not just in general casual conversation, would I talk about that. I just wouldn't bring myself to
do
that.
Not in the locker room?
No.
As locker room talk?
No.
Oh, come on.
Even locker room talk.
You men, you say things like
we
that.
Do.
You
we,
know you do.
Yeah.
At least that's what my friends on Facebook who are Trump supporters say, that that's how men talk.
So basically,
we should accept that men talk like this.
Well, yeah.
And if you don't accept that, then you're just being prude.
See, and the thing that I don't understand is women, because it's you were fighting with women.
Yes.
And, it wasn't
that's
guys.
What I'm offended by.
I know. And it's women with daughters that are being like, you can't, all guys talk like that. And when a woman gets raped, it's her own fault. That's basically what they're saying.
Yes.
It's like.
And I don't get it. So if your daughter gets molested or raped or
sexually assaulted,
it's her fault.
That's rich and famous because they can.
Then it's her fault.
It's her fault.
Yeah.
So that's what you're teaching your children?
That's not okay. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Why is it that we're teaching our kids that this is okay? That the kind of rhetoric that they're using in politics today is okay? Because it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not okay to just pop off at the mouth with whatever comes to mind.
Well, and we know that, I mean, this election has just been crazy. It's the craziest thing that I've ever seen in my life. The horrible, I mean, you think that elections couldn't get any worse. I mean, because if you go back and you look at history and the insults and the things that people have accused other people of doing, and you think, well, it just couldn't get any worse. And then Trump rolls around and it's like, oh my God, what is going on here? This guy should not be anywhere near the presidency.
I think the thing that pushed me over the edge was the meme about 50 Shades of Grey.
What's that?
Comparing Trump to 50 Shades of Grey. The meme was, women are so offended by Trump's remarks, yet who bought so many millions of copies of 50 Shades of Grey? Why are we even comparing those two things?
Yeah, because that's consensual.
One, exactly, that's consensual. And it's fiction.
Yeah, true.
50 Shades of Grey guy is not running for president. And two, he said these things about what he actually did, what he actually does.
Uh-huh.
Those are two totally different things. They'll
just let you do it because you're famous.
So don't compare fiction and nonfiction.
Give me some Tic Tacs because I'm going to start kissing her because she's pretty.
Oh, and Tic Tac thought that they should release a statement apologizing because, oh my gosh, now we're brought into this horrible thing because of stupid-ass Trump.
It's like the Skittles meme when they said, if only three of these Skittles would kill you, would you let them in? And like the Skittles company said, Skittles are candy. They're not refugees. And please don't
use our candy to make a comparison.
To try to compare refugees, people that are leaving their homes because they've been bombed and destroyed, and instead of and candy.
Well, her sister jumps in on the conversation.
Back to the Facebook.
Yes, sorry. And she is telling me, don't even mention my niece. Don't bring my niece into this. How could you even say anything? And she was really upset about me talking about her niece because I said something about, I hope that, oh, it makes me sad that you have a daughter.
Yeah,
because, and you're talking this way.
Because you're basically saying that it's okay for your daughter to be
touched inappropriately.
Sexually assaulted by a rich and famous guy.
Yeah.
If he wants her, he can have her.
And so, and she was angry. And I said, you should be angry. You should absolutely be angry. But you are angry at the wrong person. You should be angry at Donald Trump for making these statements, not at me for pointing out the fact that he's a pig.
Mm-hmm. So then,
and then somebody else brings in refugees and how rape has gone up since refugees have been let into countries. And oh my gosh.
See,
and then Muslims are from Muslim because that's
from the country of Muslim.
Yeah. And then they're telling me to do my homework.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't done your homework. You need to study the Muslim country.
Yes.
Yeah, that country, it's over there between those other countries.
She says, we're talking about Muslims, and that's what their religion is Muslim. No, we're talking about Syrians, who are refugees, who have been bombed and forced to flee their homes for fear of their life and the life of their family.
And if President Trump decides he wants to bomb your town because he hates Waterloo, Iowa, there's going to be refugees and you're going to be like, no, we can't have
them. We don't want you in our town.
Because you're Lutherans.
Yeah.
We don't want Lutherans.
You're Catholic. Yeah, oh, no. We don't like Catholics. We're Seventh-day Adventists.
Just die on the road. We're okay with that because we're all about us.
Yeah.
It goes right back to what I was talking about before, that we are just all about us. And that drives me crazy because nobody seems to ever think about somebody else. There's it's like there's nothing bigger than us. And some people say, well, God is bigger than us. But the problem with that is then they think that they have the right to force their belief on you.
Yes.
But there is.
And in America, that's not okay.
No, it's not. If you want something bigger than us, and this is the thing that I think that we really need to focus on, is that you're an American. You're an American, and it means something to be an American. You know, and Americans are all different colors, all different creeds, all different sexual orientations.
All different religions.
All different religions. But they're all Americans, and it means something to be an American. And think of the American next to you, and I don't care if you like them or not, but think about that
person.
They're
American.
That's what I'm saying. That was the whole point that I was trying to get at.
So that's why I left Facebook.
So when are you coming back? Because I have really cute stuff that I'm planning on posting, and I can't post it without your little smile.
I don't know that I can. I don't know that I'm going to be ready. You know, I may be done until after the election.
This is just one of those things with your family. And you're part of your family because everybody stops drinking as soon as I come around. And it's like, hey, guys, let's all party. No, we've stopped drinking. And I just get on Facebook. Well, that's
because they were alcoholics.
Well, I don't care.
It's all about me.
And then
you get on Facebook.
So I finally get on Facebook. I mean, I've been on Facebook for a while, but I've never done anything with it. And so now I'm actually doing it.
Well, see, you've been on Facebook for a while and you never did anything with it. No. So that's a you thing. That's not a me thing.
Yeah, I know. But I'm trying to, you know, get out there and
broaden your horizons.
Be part of the world with my 12 friends. And now I've lost a friend because you're not there
but
anymore.
But I'm only one. And you get to see me every day and you can show me your little things. And I'll say, like, aw, heart.
You're like 10% of my Facebook friends
that.
And now you're gone. And it
I'm
makes
not
me very
10%
sad.
Of your Facebook friends. Oh my goodness.
Because I always, you know, when I do something funny, when I post something funny, the first thing that I think of is, what will Jamie think of this? Will Jamie like this? I wonder if Jamie's going to see this because I hope Jamie likes this. I hope Jamie thinks this is fun or cute or whatever.
Well,
or
thanks.
Informational.
For of course I love
everybody else.
You do.
I mean, it's nice when somebody gives you a smiley face or a heart on Facebook. But to me, it's like, did Jamie like it? Did Jamie like it enough to comment on it? Because then that's pretty cool. That tells me that was effective.
Well, you know, I think that we need more interaction with our Facebook friends on Brett and Jamie.
We do.
So we really want to hear from you. We want to know, what do you think about all of the stuff that's going on now? What do you think about...
Can you post on our Facebook page?
Yeah, you can post on our Facebook page. You can comment on this podcast right now. Tell us what you think. What do you think about the media and the people around you, and how are you feeling about this election?
The other thing you can do is you could share this with your friends.
Yes,
which would
absolutely.
Be awesome because we would like to build this thing up a little bit, because that's the ultimate goal, is to be able to stare into your face every day and not have to go do crazy jobs, because, you know, this is the best part of waking up.
Folgers in your cup.
Jamie in my cup.
So yes, make sure to comment and we want your feedback. We want to know, what do you like to hear about? What do you not want to hear about?
We're asking you to think of other people. Think of other people. Think of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's all about us. You're fighting the fight, you got a lot on your plate.
You got a lot on your plate, but after a debate, we'll set you straight.
And it'll be great.
It's the Brett Rendition Show.
Brett Rendition Show.